1 inch of dark fluid in the test tube.
Put the test tube back in the stand, Gordon, will you?
Relax, Pete. I've handled this stuff for days now.
You know how dangerous that is.
Yeah. In this test tube of germs, countless millions of them. As Craven would say, the agents of death. The purple death.
Put it back, will
you? You know, holding it like this gives a fellow a sense of power. Now, if I dropped this test tube...
We'd both be as good as dead.
Oh, not just us, whole city. The purple plague would move through the city in a matter of hours, and then maybe through other cities, through the whole country.
Now, listen to me. Craven told us not to handle that test tube. It's here for experimental purposes, not for horsing around.
Yeah. I like to hold it. I like to think that the fate of the city is in my hands.
Give me that test tube.
I want you to...
Give it to me.
No, you don't, Pete.
Well, what's up?
You fool. It smashed.
Well, it was your fault. You tried to take it from me. If you hadn't reached for it, everything would have been all right.
Doesn't matter whose fault it was. We'll have to take the emergency precautions Craven told us about. Seal the building.
Yeah, and then in 4 hours, we're as good as dead. Yeah.
We'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, Man Against a City.
Can't we do something? Antiseptic solution, Brett?
You know better than that.
Purple plague germs move as soon as we're released. What we have to do is make sure they can't leave the building. So we seal it. I'm pulling these levers.
Yeah, now what do? Stand here and wait till the plague moves through our bodies and kills us?
There's nothing else we can do. We've got to think of all the others. A phone call to Craven and this building will be isolated.
And nobody will come near us. The decontamination squads will see the germs don't move through the city. They won't do anything about us. Leave us here to die.
You should have thought about that, Gordon, before you started handling the tube.
And you should have kept your hands up.
Oh, what's the sense in arguing? It's done. Let's make the best of it.
Brave, aren't you? Peter Martin, hero of medical research. I'll catch you a big stone slab and some politician will say nice things about you, how you sacrificed your life for others.
They'll be saying the same things about you, Gordon.
Oh, no, not me. I'm not going to give them the chance to.
What do you mean by that?
Maybe those germs haven't got to me. If they haven't, well, wouldn't I be a sucker to just wait here to die, huh? Wouldn't I?
You knew about the risks when you joined this research project.
Oh, sure, sure, I knew the risks. And I've been taking them. But I'm not the sort of a guy who commits suicide. It's a fine world out there. I don't intend leaving it.
Gordon, listen.
You listen. Let's get out of here.
But we can't.
If we stay, we're dead.
And if we go out there, we're possible carriers of one of the most deadly diseases ever known.
Maybe we're not carriers.
There's no way to tell.
So you want to stay here and die for sure, do you?
We've got to think of the others.
I'm thinking of Gordon Barker, that's all.
You're not going out, Gordon.
Oh. You're going to keep me here, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're not. Oh, Barker. Now, don't try to stop me again, Pete. I'm warning you.
Get away from those levers.
Looks like I'll have to put you down for good, didn't I? You're pretty, but not tough enough.
Gordon, I was...
Out here. I'm finished listening. You want to stay here and die, do it, but not me.
Please, please don't release those door levers.
I'm getting out, Pete, while there's a chance. But I haven't got the plague.
But if you do have it, you'll contaminate the whole city. Can you? You'll leave plague germs everywhere.
Well, that'll be bad luck for the city. Well, there's the last lever.
Don't you realize what you're doing?
It's a lottery. If I stay here, I have to lose. But out there, I've got a chance.
If you carry the plague with you, you'll be responsible for the death of thousands.
If. Big word, Pete. I got to make sure you don't pull those levers before I get down to the main doors.
Gordon.
I'm sorry, Pete. So long,
Peter.
He's gone. The door levers. Have to seal the building. There. He's out there. The door crate. Thank you.
Dr. Craven. It's Peter Martin here. I'm at the lab.
Is something wrong, Martin?
The plague germ, sir.
What happened?
Test tube drop. Smashed.
What? Have you taken all precautions?
Yes, the building is sealed, sir.
Good. I'll take care of the rest of it. You understand, Martin, that you must remain there in the lab.
Yes, sir.
You and Barker. I'm sorry, Martin. Well, I'd better get things...
Wait, sir. Gordon Barker, he's left the building.
Left the... After the tube smashed?
Yes, sir. I tried to stop him.
How long ago did he leave?
Only minutes ago.
It takes the germs 2 hours to become active. We'll have to locate him before that can happen.
Hello,
honey.
Oh, come in.
Just try to keep me out.
Well, this is a surprise.
Well, this shouldn't be.
Gordon.
Oh, you're a lovely witch.
Please, give me a chance to catch my breath. What are you doing here at this hour of the morning?
What? Well, I started thinking about you.
How did you get time off at the lab?
Oh, honey, I'm an important man, you know. Come here again.
Have to do things to my face. You shouldn't catch a girl unprepared like this. Be right out. Oh, make yourself a drink.
Thank you, I will.
Hey, see if you can get some music on the radio, Gordon.
Okay, Ellen, sure. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Any scars on his face?
No, but there's a small mole on his right cheek.
Well, that's a pretty thorough description, Dr. Craven. I'll have it sent over the police radio system right away.
We've got to locate Gordon Barker, Commissioner. We've got to do it soon.
If he's in the city, we have every chance of getting him. Stevens, send this description out. This is a special priority manhunt.
Yes, sir.
Well, this purple plague, Dr. Craven, exactly what is it?
It's a disease that broke out in Asia about a year ago, Commissioner. It killed tens of thousands before it ran itself out. Then a month ago, the purple plague appeared in Honolulu and in Sydney, Australia.
That's a no disease?
Yes, and a terrible one. A plague that seems to be moving throughout the world. At my lab, we've been searching for a cure. So far, we haven't had much success.
And this Gordon Barker is a carrier, huh?
Well, he may not be. But if he is, and we don't get him, then the plague will undoubtedly sweep through this city.
What happens to the victims?
Most die within 8 hours. It's not a very nice death.
What are the symptoms?
Purple splotches on the inside of the wrists. Soon after the splotches appear, the pain starts. But the point is, a person who has the disease isn't a carrier till the splotches appear. That's why we must locate Barker as soon as possible.
Music for a very important announcement. The police are searching for a man named Gordon Barker. Barker is a research scientist who...
Listen to me already.
Gordon, why'd you turn off the radio?
What? Well, who needs music when you're around?
They weren't playing music. In fact, I thought I heard your name mentioned.
What? Why should they mention my name over the air? Have a drink?
Yeah, please.
The usual?
Uh-huh.
There you are.
Thanks. Well, look.
The very best.
I still can't get over your leaving the lab so early.
Well, I told you I happened to start thinking about you.
Are you sure, Gordon?
What makes you ask that?
Well, you look and act, I don't know, different somehow.
Different? Maybe that's because you never see me in the morning. You know, we ought to do this...
Is something wrong, Gordon?
Look, there's nothing wrong, nothing!
Don't jump at me like that.
Well, stop asking me if there's something wrong.
I think we better have some music. It might clear...
Don't turn on that radio.
Why not?
Because I don't want any music.
Gordon, I've never seen you like this before. You haven't lost your job.
Forget about my job, will you? You hear me? Forget about it.
I think I'll leave you on your own. I have an appointment in my hairdresser's.
You're staying here.
I am going to my hairdresser's.
You are staying here.
My wrist.
Now sit down.
In just a moment, we return with our story, Man Against the City.
With my hairdresser 3 days ago.
Cancel it.
I am going to keep this appointment.
You're staying here with me, Helen.
You mean that, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Look, do you mind telling me why you're behaving like this?
Never mind why.
Gordon, a few days ago, you asked me to marry you.
Have a drink.
Remember what I said to you?
Are you going
to
have a drink?
I said I wasn't sure how I felt about you, but I didn't really know you. You said that knowing a person isn't important.
I still say it.
And you're wrong. Because love comes directly from knowing a person. But right now, you're a complete stranger to me.
You've got storybook ideas on love. You've got it all blueprinted, haven't you? You know exactly how the guy you marry should behave.
I expect rational behavior, Gordon.
Yeah? This is the kind of behavior you need, baby.
Get your hands off me! Oh, you pig!
So that's the way it's going to be, eh?
Get out of here.
Sit down. Now behave yourself. I'll get really rough.
Commissioner Dixon here. No, we haven't located Barker yet. No, we can't say why we're looking for him. We have our reasons for that, Mr. Wyatt. Look, I don't care what you print.
Ah, the press. You see, I'm not cooperating with them. They want to know all about Gordon Barker.
We can't let the public know about the plague.
No, there'd be wholesale panic if we did.
And they'll be worse than that if we don't locate Barker. We've got less than an hour.
Decontamination squads are all around the building. All around it. But if Gordon's a carrier and he's not isolated, then the decontamination men are wasting their time. Oh, if there was only something I could do.
Ah, it's almost 20 minutes to 12.
You've been checking the time every 2 minutes.
Well, naturally. I want to see how long it takes to get blind drunk.
Gordon, why do you insist on keeping me here?
What? Because I like your company. There's
something wrong with you, Gordon. You've never acted like this before.
No, I haven't, have I? Well, I was always on the best behavior, wasn't I? Hmm? Yeah, the young research worker trying to impress the beautiful model with his shy, easygoing personality.
Gordon, what is it? What's worrying you?
Nothing. Nothing. You just sit there and watch me get drunk.
Mr. Martin, I can't tell you why we want this Barker fella. Not yet, anyhow. But believe me, he must be found. Thanks, Mr. Martin. Well, we're now using every possible avenue of publicity, Dr. Craven. Radio, TV, mobile amplifier systems.
40 minutes. Huh? Incubation period of the plague germs is 2 hours. If Barker has contacted the plague, he's still harmless. But in about 40 minutes, he'll be deadly. Gordon, if you've got any decency, any spark of decency in you. No, he hasn't. There's too much to hope for. He's out there in the city hiding.
I know exactly what's on his mind. If he has the plague, then he'll take as many as he can with him.
Find him. They've got to find him. Find him and destroy him.
We'll be back in just a minute to Peril and our story, Man Against the City.
Commissioner Dixon here. Yeah, Haley? Yeah? All right, stay with it. Right. That was the officer in charge of the stakeout around the boarding house where Gordon Barker lives.
No, no. He wouldn't go there. He knows we're looking for him.
Well, where do we look? Doesn't this guy have any close friends?
Not that we know of. Unless you can call poor Martin his friend.
The guy at the lab, huh?
Yeah.
What are you going to do about him?
Nothing.
You mean he'll just...
Yes.
Poor guy.
Let me put on the radio.
No, I will not.
Look, we could dance.
Now, you listen to me. Don't you get on that radio. I've told you before, I'm not going to tell you again. Don't you get on that radio.
You're very anxious to keep me from listening. Just why?
That is my business.
That announcement while I was in the other room. Your name was mentioned, wasn't it, Gordon?
Shut up, what?
The police are after you. That's why you're getting yourself drunk. You're afraid.
Why? Oh, no. Keep quiet. Jenny?
Half an hour or so. Half hour, that's all we've got. I haven't found him yet. They had Dr. Craven had phoned me. He knows what I'm feeling, waiting, just waiting. Phone. Martin here?
This is Craven.
Dr. Craven, have you...
No. Every police officer in the city and hundreds of trusted volunteers are searching for him. I'm with Commissioner Dixon at Central Police Headquarters. We thought perhaps you might have an idea where Barker could be hiding.
I'm afraid I don't know anything about his private life, Dr. Craven.
I see.
Look, please phone me if he's located, won't you?
Yes, I'll do that. Martin, there's not very much I can say to you, but I'm proud to know you.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you, son.
It's not shining yet.
Why do you keep looking at your wrist?
Well, to see the shine.
What are you talking about?
Well, if I told you, Ellen, you wouldn't just be sitting there. I wonder what you would do. I wonder how frightened you'd be.
Attention, please. Attention.
What?
We have your complete attention, ladies and gentlemen.
What's that?
Sound truck. Outside in the street.
Sound truck?
This is an emergency announcement. The police are anxious to locate a man named Gordon Barker.
Why, that?
If anyone knows the whereabouts of Gordon Barker, please notify the police immediately.
So the police are looking for you.
Not just the police. Dr. Craven, he's the one who wants to shut me up in a sterilized coffin. You wondered why I kept looking at my wrists. Well, I'll tell you. I was looking for the symptoms of the plague. The purple plague.
Plague?
Do you know about the purple plague?
I've read about it.
Well, I could have told you a lot more, but I didn't. It was secret work we were doing at the lab, and I kept quiet about it.
What kind of work?
Oh, you're starting to catch on, aren't you? Beginning to get scared.
What work were you doing?
We were looking for a cure. See? We were using actual plague germs in our research. The test... tube dropped. Smack. Now you know, don't you? Now you know.
You're a carrier.
Maybe not. Maybe I got away in time.
me the other day, you said you loved me.
Well, I do.
Yet you came here not knowing whether or not you...
Well, was the only place I could go, Craven Martin? They didn't know about you.
You're a coward. No, you're even worse than that.
Look, Helen, listen, maybe I haven't got the faith. Hey, what are you doing? Helen?
Stand back.
Give me that gun.
I never thought I'd have reason to use this. Don't come any closer, Gordon.
Put that phone back.
I'm getting the police.
Why, you...
Stay where you are!
No, you don't.
Hello?
Drop the gun.
Hello?
No.
Drop it.
Hello, Dad. Police headquarters here. Is that a shot? Hello? Hello, police headquarters. Can you hear me?
I didn't think you'd...
Hello, hello. Police headquarters here. Hello? This is Central Police Headquarters. Hello, hello. This is Central Police...
My name is Helen Johnson. You can... You can stop looking for Gordon Barker.
And that concludes tonight's peril story, Man Against the City. I'll be back in just a moment.